T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Twice I've had the opportunity to interview face-to-face Governor Scott Walker. Once in studio here at Talk Radio 1210, once down the road when he was running for president on a big, big day. He's got a new gig. And in the piece sent out by Young America's Foundation, YAF, Young America's Foundation, the nation's premier organization for educating conservative students on high school and college campuses, they say this, and it's true. Governor Walker has been one of the most successful and principled governors in American history. I mean, what he did when he took on the public sector people out there in Wisconsin was beyond belief. And he successfully did it and got reform. Let's bring in Governor Scott Walker here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Governor, thanks for joining us again today.
Hey, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I never forget you were in the studio here, just the way you facility around the microphone and everything else, and your sense of taking the family to the historical monuments. It was a great day when we had you here. Tell us about the new job.
Well, it really is exciting. I'm absolutely thrilled to be taking over for Ron Robinson, who's done a fabulous job with Young America's Foundation. We've got about 500 chapters around the country on college campuses. We have programs not only there, but for high school students. Probably one of the most exciting things is, as you know, is YAF has the stewardship of the Reagan Ranch out just outside of Santa Barbara. So just phenomenal place to inspire young people, all of which is great. But I look at the challenges we face in society today with nearly 60% of our young adults under the age of 30 thinking socialism is okay, combined with a new poll that showed that only a quarter of our adults under the age of 30 think that they're exceptionally proud to be Americans. And I realized we got to take this work and we got to multiply it like 1,000 times over to counter all the liberal professors, all the crazy politicians like AOC and, you know, all the others in the mass media who are telling our young people that somehow we should apologize for being Americans. No, we live in a great country and a great time, and we got to get that message out.
Well, absolutely. Let's talk about how we do that. I think more serious even than socialism, I'm looking at the Gallup poll that you mentioned, pre-Independence Day Gallup poll. Only 24% of young adults 18 to 29 were extremely proud to be Americans. The socialism thing, we get the indoctrination. You know, we get how they see it, I think, now, Governor, as not as you and I see socialism, but not extremely proud to be an American. That's where a lot of this nonsense comes from.
I totally agree with that. I think it goes back to you get these left-wing professors, for sure, but you get even back to not just AOC is the more recent one. She's a byproduct of, I think, 8 years of a lot of these folks growing up under Barack Obama with this kind of apologizing for America, exceptionalism, somehow beating up them, and really just not understanding the facts. Give you a good example. So AOC tweets earlier this year that her generation somehow missed out on American prosperity.
Yes.
Dead wrong. She is dead wrong. The facts actually show it's the opposite. In this world today, there has never been a generation exposed to greater prosperity, more freedom, more information, less poverty, less violent crime. Sure, we have work to do, no doubt about it. But for my kids who are 24 and 25, this generation has never had a greater opportunity in any of the generations that have lived in the world prior to this. But we got to get that message out because they don't get it.
No, without a doubt. Now, you come from a key state, too. I wanted to ask you, on election night 2016, I'm here in Pennsylvania. I know Pennsylvania. No one knows Wisconsin better than Scott Walker. I'm with a colleague. We're scared to death to call it for Trump because we know what happens in Pennsylvania. It was very tight in Wisconsin. Were you amazed that you were able to carry Wisconsin, or was something going on there that you saw?
Well, there's definitely something going on. And we had Ron Johnson, or at that time a first-term United States Senator, that Washington had just dismissed. And we took our organization, the one that had not only won in 10, but won the recall in 12 and got reelected in 14. And we said, I'll be damned if a good man like Ron Johnson wasn't getting elected. And in doing so, we helped Donald Trump and Mike Pence organization in Wisconsin. And we knew we were going to get Ron Johnson elected, but it was going to be close. So that night, I'm in Oshkosh, Wisconsin at Ron's victory party. We got the early numbers in. I text my friend Mike Pence and say, hey, Ron Johnson's going to win. So he calls. I put him on the phone. Ron says, congratulations. And then he comes back on and says, so what do you think? I said, I'm crunching the numbers here. You're going to win Wisconsin.
Wow.
He goes, hold on. I got to put you on with Trump. we talked about it right there live. And of course, Pennsylvania came right along with that. That was the key to victory.
And what is it now, the Ron Johnson push and all that? I had someone on that was very good and talked about how this was brewing and how you helped to pave the way, though, by showing what could be done with lower taxes and taking on the public sector unions that had gone so far out of, I mean, almost hand-to-hand combat there in the Capitol.
Well, I should say we did, because it wasn't just me. We had a great Republican legislature that did it together. But, I believe you're right. We showed, those persuadable middle-of-the-road voters who otherwise might have been suspect that if you talk tough but then deliver on it, that the state was completely turned around. I mean, we had over 9% unemployment when I was first running for office. We've now had more than a year's worth of sub 3%, lowest in the history of the state of Wisconsin. The economy's back. The budget was balanced. We did all these good things. The world didn't come to an end. And I think you're right that when we did it in a blue state like Wisconsin and made it at least for a while somewhat purple, it showed the voters that this guy Trump, who was a candidate then, was making these pretty bold promises, that if we could deliver on the promises we made in Wisconsin, he could do the same thing for the nation. And that was, I think, the key to his success.
Now, I'm thrilled that you're going to be the guy on this. Again, I agree with the statement, one of the most successful and principled governors in American history, and very clear on what you were going to do and then doing it despite all the odds. But do you not see yourself, say, would you ever consider a cabinet position, something like this? Because you're the master at actually being able to make things work against hostility, and certainly what we see in Washington, we need someone like Scott Walker.
Well, I appreciate that, and I've talked to the president about some of that in the past. I just think for the time being, for at least the next 4 or 5 years, one of the best things I can do is help kind of shift this generation, help move this generation back on the right track. I'm optimistic enough. I think back, the reason I was able to do the things I did, the reason I was inspired to act the way I did, really goes all the way back. I was telling the staff at Young America's Foundation this, that when I was 12, Ronald Reagan was elected president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I came of age under President Reagan. And I'm not only a Republican and a conservative, but I'm an optimist. I have an eternal belief in the American people that came from watching and understanding Ronald Reagan. And I want to make sure we pass that on, because to me, it's not enough just to make a short-term gain. We need to make a transformational, generational change going forward. And I know that we can, because, Don, as you know, the truth is on our side. If we get the truth out, we'll win these battles.
Absolutely. So how do listeners, how do we help? How do I help with the Young American Foundation? Is it that you put chapters in schools, or what is it
Absolutely.
That can be done? Yes.
So you go to, folks listening, go to yaf.org. That's yaf.org. So yaf.org. We've got 500 chapters across America, but we need them on every campus, not only on four-year campuses. I'd like to see them on two-year campuses where people are getting associate degrees, our technical and community colleges. I'd love to see them not only in our high schools where we've got programs. I'd love to see them in junior high and helping people as they start to get into their formative teenage years. People can, if you got listening, if you're a young person, if you got kids, you got grandkids, you got nieces and nephews, you can help us get people signed up there. You can help us financially, help us, pay for not only organizing, but we bring great people like Ben Shapiro and other great speakers to campuses a lot of times with a lot of consternation from the
Well, just for security alone, we're going to need a heavy ticket to pay for that, right? Yeah.
Right. Well, and I know that firsthand. I said I've had protesters galore out there. But in the end, we cut through all that, and we get right to people who are willing to listen. And that's, my goodness, free speech should be free anywhere in America, but particularly on our college and university campuses out there. All those things help. And even for those exciting young people who want to be leaders, we'll get them in our programs. We'll have them go to our conferences. We even bring them out to the Reagan Ranch and be thoroughly and totally inspired along the way. So there's a lot of ways to help. We're going to look at the next few years, new ways to reach out, and even in things like digital and new forms out there, because we got to find ways to reach every single young American.
Absolutely. YAF.org. It's a thrill anytime to talk with you, Governor. Thank you. Thanks for all that you've done for Wisconsin and for America.
My pleasure. Great to be with you. Thanks for being a leader yourself.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.